It is time for another conversation about intimate partner violence on our weekly podcast, Silence Broken, the IPV Talks. And my name is Bob Perot. And of course, our focus here is to keep the issue of IPV in the public spotlight. Joining me, as she does every week, Erin Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. Hello, Erin.
Hello, Bob.
And I thought yesterday I was sitting there thinking about what we could address today because we have a lot of balls in the air with guests who are going to come, but it's around the holidays, right? So it gets to be a little bit more difficult to get people in. And we've talked before about how sometimes it's just going to be you and I having a conversation. And then I asked you, can we talk about the holidays in general? Because we know that that can be a difficult time, right?
Yeah, I really feel like it is a busy time of year. And for many people, they talk about the holiday season as this really peaceful and joyous time of gatherings and so on. And I think that what people need to understand is intimate partner violence doesn't take a break during the holidays and doesn't, it does manifest itself in very different ways over the holiday season. And if we look at the level of violence, if we look at the recent headlines, even from the weekend to today, if we look at the headlines and we think about the level of violence, whether that's in Brown University or in Australia around Hanukkah, or, thinking about the Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle, violence during the holiday season is still alive and well, and there are really big things for people to think about, especially if you are navigating violence or if you are witnessing things that seem a little bit untoward. It is important to take notice of those things. And one of the first things I guess I want to say is it is really important for people to be mindful of their limits and their boundaries and safety during the holiday season. I mean, we all struggle with limits and boundaries around how we engage with people, especially in the holiday season. We make excuses for people, but safety and limits and boundaries for everyone, whether you're living with violence, whether you suspect there's violence going on, whether you're a family member who is concerned about somebody, think about your safety first. And your limits and your boundaries around how you will engage during the holiday season when things are problematic.
You mentioned gatherings right off the top, and I imagine, I'm just trying to think how to word this, like perhaps warning signs or, people come together, families come together, and, there's so much joy going on, and there's so many people talking to one another and so on that people might miss certain signs that maybe a family member is giving them, and they have to be subtle, they have to be quiet because their partner's there. Their abuser is there, I should say. And anyway, it sort of got me thinking, like, how can you approach that type of a situation? Like, if you because you don't want to make false accusations, I guess, but I guess just having an open mind.
I think that when you know that there is potential for reactions and a countdown to an inevitable kind of blow up, it's okay in advance of that to say, hey, I'm just thinking about the holidays and knowing that stress is increased. How might we plan a little bit? Like, if you need a break or if something's going on, what can I be thinking about and how can I be supportive to you during that time? Having those conversations in advance really, really helpful. It is sometimes very difficult for victims of violence to be able to experience something that other people would say, oh, I noticed that too. So it could be just a tapping. It could be that the abuser taps on the table. And when the abuser taps on the table, that increases her anxiety because she knows something is happening when that happens. When the abuser shakes their head, when their abuser leaves the table abruptly and points to the kitchen and you're to follow, that could be a sign. Sometimes it's a look, sometimes it's a sigh. So it's important to be mindful of those little things And it's important to be checking in and maybe going to check in with someone and saying, hey, can I help you with those dishes? Is everything okay? Just checking in. But it is important to know that overall, heightened stress and expectations, increased tensions in the holiday seasons amongst in relationships, families, and friends. We know that during the Yuletide season, we often see an increase of consumption of substance. So alcohol and spiked eggnog and all those good things, those can contribute to an escalation of conflict to increasing risk. So it is important to be like mindful of, how much substance is being consumed, who's doing the consuming, how is that safe or becoming unsafe, and what do we do? And then you can go to the opposite end of the spectrum and think about isolation during the holidays. So where an abuser already uses the tactic of isolation, during the holidays, there may be more isolation. So there's a limited access, right? So no, I can't go to that party, but I'll see you on this day because the abuser has limited their access during the holiday season to maintain that level of isolation and that level of control. It's important to know that, family stressors over the holidays around finances. There is just, it is a reality that we can't change. We need to recognize things are not going well. We need to know what it is that we can do to engage and to interact. We need to use our 5 Ds of bystander intervention in terms of how we engage, how we react, and what we do during these holiday seasons.
And I guess that you were talking about isolation and someone saying, well, I can't go to this or I can't go to that. That could be a sign right there. If someone keeps deciding or keeps declining in invitations, and it's someone who may have been very outgoing beforehand, you just notice these changes at a gathering itself when the person doesn't leave the other person alone for 1 second, That to me, it would be a big warning sign. They'd be worried that the person they're abusing would be telling people about what's going on.
100%. And it would be important as the bystander, the friend, or the family member to think about how do I distract? How do I disrupt? How do I direct? I wanted to talk to you about blah, 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 and create a distraction so that you can move that person into the kitchen or into the living room away from that scenario. Don't make it so obvious that it re increases suspicion for the abuser. But it also, again, if there is any anticipated risk, it is good to have that conversation. And if you are a person who is enduring violence and you are worried about what might happen during the holiday season, think about what you're going to do. Think about, am I going to pack an emergency bag? And am I going to have it in the trunk of my car just in case I need to take some space? Do I have a trusted friend or family member that I know I could stay with if I just need a bit of a break? Could I set up a code word or a phrase with somebody in my trusted circle? Because we're going to be at a gathering. So if I use that word or phrase, then I know that they know that I need some help and I need to get out of that. Thinking about what's the pattern of behavior, right? When you think about your family and friends, you kind of know like when so and so has a few drinks, they're either really nice or much nicer, or they're much more reactive. So knowing the patterns of people's behavior and then paying attention to that. If things become more argumentative and somebody's really tense, and every time it seems like there's been like three or four sparks in the last hour between a couple of people, and these sparks are happening, then pay attention to that pattern of behavior, and then think about how do I disrupt that now? How do I change the subject? Okay, it's time for carols. We're going to do some singing now, and I'm going to make a big ass of myself, and I'm going to distract everybody because I recognize that pattern of behavior and the escalation, and I want to diffuse it, and I want to figure out how to move away from it.
Something that you talked to me about before when we were going over the recommendations is the abuser or potential abuser talking about themselves quite a bit and talking about, sort of passive aggressively putting down the partner as well, and really elevating themselves when they're talking about the relationship or just things in general with other people at a gathering.
Yeah, for sure. That's a pattern. Again, that would be a pattern of behavior where it's like, well, people are commenting on how good the meal is. The abuser undermines then the positive messages that the woman is getting about what a great job she did, and then overstates, I made the cranberries, or I told her to do it that way. You wouldn't have this good a meal if I hadn't have said so on and so forth. So important to recognize that those things are happening. And when people try to big up themselves, it's important to be seeing that as a sign. And it's important then to, what are we going to do to shift? We need to shift away from that. And sometimes you have to go and you have to say to the person, hey, I'm really worried about the escalation of what's going on right now. I'm really not comfortable with the way that, he's speaking to you. And start to then problem solve. What are we going to do about that? And if you have a relationship with the person who's causing the harm, maybe it's okay to say, hey, take a back seat, dude. She did a really good job on dinner, and maybe bring it on to yourself and away from that person being the focus of the undermining and minimizing of their contribution, right? It's a really difficult situation to be in, and navigating IPV during the holiday season, any holiday season, but especially this one, is really, really difficult. So, important to watch for the signs, important to gauge somebody's emotional affect. If the person is, really looks really quite down, looks really exhausted, is not really engaging, seems really jumpy. If you have a working relate like a tight relationship with someone, it's important to be able to touch that conversation and do that check-in. And the other piece is to amplify people's voices, right? To make space for them to recognize that you're making space and you believe them and you know that things are rough. And also to look at the dynamics with children, right? Children are always such a great indicator of what is happening in the household, and where people are at. Really important checking in with kids, watching behavior, being mindful of the things that are coming out of the kids' mouths in terms of, well, so and so said this, and I was told I was too bad to be able to get this. Like, just to be mindful of the dynamics in our kids, because they're definitely a good indication.
All right. Well, lots of great advice there. And as we do every week, we will finish off with Aaron's final thoughts on this subject and anything else you want to touch on, of course, Aaron.
Well, I wish everyone in our community a very safe and healthy and happy holiday season. I think it's important for all of us to know that we need to lean in on each other. We need to recognize that we don't necessarily know what's going on with the person in the other car that's cut you off, or what's going on in your family. So to be mindful of that as you navigate the seasons, and to know that anxiety is real. So, when your heart is pounding and you're feeling short of breath and people are sweating and there's a tightness in your throat, and you're being triggered, it's important to acknowledge those things and lean in on the people that you can to help you get through that. I wish everybody a very happy new year and look forward to being back on the air in the new year.
Absolutely. Aaron Lee, thank you so much as always. It's a pleasure and a privilege to do this with you every week.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Silence Broken, the IPV Talks at lanarkleadstoday.ca. For Aaron Lee, I'm Bob Perot.